بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, we are commencing with the 8th surah, which is called Surah Al-Anfal, and this is a relatively short surah compared to the surahs that had come before. The first 7 surahs of the Quran are the lengthiest, and Surah Al-Anfal here consists of just 75 verses. It is also a Madani surah, which means that the majority of the verses were revealed after the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Madina Munawwara. And this particular surah is named after Al-Anfal. Anfal in the Arabic language refers to booty, the spoils of war. The opening verses of this surah and the bulk of the surah was revealed after the Battle of Badr. We find that the Battle of Badr took place in the second year after Hijrah, and it was the first major military campaign of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted the Muslims, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, a great victory. And because this was the first military campaign, the first expedition, the first battle, so to say, there were many masail, many laws, many ahkam that had come up, and Sahaba radiallahu anhum were unsure as far as what to do, how to go about with regard to these masail. And one of these issues that had come up after this battle was with regard to distributing the spoils of war. How should it be distributed? Who should take? What portion should they take? We find what had happened in the Battle of Badr is there were groups of Sahaba radiallahu anhum that had different tasks during the battle. There were those younger and stronger Sahaba who were on the front lines. And when the battle had now ended and victory was secured, the booty was secure, then they felt that they should have a greater share of the booty because they fought on the front line, and it was because of them that victory was achieved. Then we had the elderly Sahaba, those who had wisdom, they were skilled in warfare, who had contributed tactically towards the battle. And they, although they were not on the front lines and they had fought towards the rear, but they felt that they were the major contributors and they should then secure a major share of the booty. Likewise, you had a group of Sahaba who had taken it upon themselves to guard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they felt that they were the ones who should have a greater share. Then you had a fourth group who, after the booty was secure, they ensured that it was protected, it was taken care of, and as the night passed, that the enemy does not come and try and take it back. So they felt that they were deserving of the greater share. So all of these disputes or this conflict had taken place, and it was then put to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, one incident has been mentioned. Sa'd bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He had taken a sword from the spoils of war, and he said, "O Nabi of Allah, I want this sword." So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him that, "O Sa'd, this does not belong to me, does not belong to you, but this is part of the larger spoils of war, so put it back, and Allah's decision will come as far as how to distribute the booty is concerned." So these opening verses of Surah Al-Anfal were then revealed, that يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ, they ask you, O Nabi of Allah, regarding the spoils of war. قُلْ الْأَنْفَالُ لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ, say to them, the spoils of war belong to Allah and His Messenger. In other words, not that Nabi alayhi salam will get the entire thing, but decision making regarding distribution will be left to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So do not be hasty in taking anything from here. Rather, leave it to Allah and His Nabi. Let them decide. And when they give you your share, then you'll be happy with whatever you receive. The detailed laws regarding distribution come later in the start of the 10th juz. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّمَا غَنِمْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَأَنَّ لِلَّهِ خُمُسَهُ. There we speak about 1/5 that goes to the Baytul Mal, the national treasury, and 4/5 that go to the Mujahideen, distributed equally amongst them. Those who had brought along an animal, a horse, to participate in the battle will get a double share. So those detailed laws come later. But now, what is being said to them is that leave it to Allah and His Rasul. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ, be conscious of Allah and rectify matters amongst yourselves. Don't let these disputes break out. Don't fall into conflict as a result of this. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ, and obey Allah and His Messenger if you are truly believers. If you have iman, then obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah goes on to mention the attributes of a true mu'min. A true mu'min is not pursuing the spoils of war. But what is the, what are the attributes of a true believer? إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The believers are those who, when Allah is remembered, when Allah's name is mentioned, then their hearts become fearful. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts tremble, their hearts become fearful. They think of Allah. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ. And when His verses are recited to them, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Then it increases them in their belief, in their faith. They now begin to be conscious of Allah. They have trust upon Allah. They have reliance upon Allah. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And they place their complete trust upon their Rabb. So these are the qualities of the people of Iman. They have firm faith, firm belief in Allah. Within their heart, they think of Allah. They fear Allah. They are conscious of Allah. Then Allah speaks about the physical side of it. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Those who establish salah. And they spend from that which we have provided for them. So first comes faith, iman, belief, trust upon Allah, reliance upon Allah. A person realizes that it is only Allah that can fulfill his needs. And then comes the physical aspect of salah, zakat, sadaqah. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ. Allah says those are the ones who have iman in reality. هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ. They are true believers. لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. They will have varying degrees and ranks by their Rabb. In other words, in the gardens of Jannah. وَمَغْفِرَةٌ and forgiveness. وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. And they will have a very noble and honorable sustenance or provision given to them by their Rabb, which is the food and the bounties and possessions of Jannah. So these darajat, these ranks that will be given to them, will end on this. When this verse was revealed, speaking about darajat, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then explained to the Sahaba the varying ranks in Jannah, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in store for the people of Iman. Then as they heard these bounties, the Sahaba began to say that, O Nabi of Allah, these are such great bounties that Allah has kept. Probably this is only for the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. It's most likely not for any ordinary believer. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then corrected them and said, Bala, that indeed these rewards, these bounties that Allah has kept are for every person who has Iman in Allah and belief in me. Allah will grant them these rewards, provided their iman is correct, their iman is true. As we read here, that iman starts in the heart. It starts with faith, with firm belief. One is the external aspects, salah, zakat, ibadat, which are very important. But more than that is the connection a person has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the trust he has upon him, reliance upon him, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This signifies that a person has true iman within his heart. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.